countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome a real footballer into studio, whose GAA club is Temple Oak Sing Street. Now, he's been missing training this week because he's been on the road launching the Corona's latest album, True Love Waits. You're very welcome, Danny O'Reilly.
Thank you, Marty. I've never been introduced as a footballer before, a musician before. I like that.
Well, I'm reading your handwriting here, and you feel that you can be part of the Dubs bid for six in a row. Is that
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think exactly what they need is a 35-year-old non-scoring midfielder who just likes to hand pass the ball sideways and win a couple of marks. That's exactly what they need. No,
I can see it now. Brian Fenton joined by Danny O'Reilly. Late news.
Yeah. Well, actually, Brian is a big music fan. He loves my mum. So after we after they won the five in a row, we went on a bit of a session with the Dublin team last summer. God, I miss sessions. That was fun. But yeah, so he was loving it. He loves his music. So I think he'd more chance of him joining us on stage than me joining him
around,
at
Grove Park. Yeah. How is your mum? Because I love your mum as well. In case you don't know, Denny's mom is Mary Black.
That's right, yeah. No, she's in great form. She's easing into retirement. She's been doing this farewell tour for about 5 or 6 years, you know. So, she's great. You know, she's had to cancel a couple of gigs as well. Like everyone, it's a mad time for the industry. And she had, an Olympia and a Vicar Street booked for later this year. And so they've been postponed as well. But, I mean, she's, as I say, she's easing into retirement. My brother has two kids now, so she's happy out being a granny and, you know, getting stuck into all that stuff.
Tell her from me. She's way too young to be retired. We need to hear more of Mary Black.
Absolutely, yeah.
You had expectations for 2020, no doubt, Danny, but the year hasn't gone according to plan for anybody, including yourself.
Yeah, no, it was a strange one, obviously, for everyone. But, I mean, we had three tours planned. We were meant to be in Australia, America and the UK. And then, obviously, all the festivals in the summer. We were meant to release an album in May. We pushed that back to now. And then you throw in the other weird strangeness of our unfortunate band name and its likeness to the name of the virus. And that was just another level of weirdness on the whole situation.
Did you get much reaction to that, actually?
Yeah, it wasn't really. Like, I think when lockdown first happened, I was, you know, sometimes you can get wrapped up in your own thoughts, and I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible for the band, and this is the beginning of the end, and this is going to mean this and that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's just a name, and, you know, if anything, it's nearly brought more attention on us in a good way, I think. And like, I don't know, I always go back to, if the virus was called the Beatles virus, it wouldn't make me like the Beatles any less. So it's only a name. It's one of those things. But
where did you get the name, the Coronas?
Yeah, we were named after a typewriter, actually, in an old movie, Cameron Crowe movie called Almost Famous, which we loved. It's great music in it. And the main, the main character does his article on this old typewriter called a Corona Smith, I think, or Smith Corona. And we were initially just Corona, and then we became the Coronas because there was another band called Corona. So it's not a big, exciting story, but, it's just a name. And as I say, this year, then, it's just been another level of strangeness on the whole weird situation already.
I'm sure a couple of bad jokes.
Loads. But, we wanted to poke fun at ourselves when the name first happened because, you know, we would always do that. But obviously, it was a serious situation. But, I mean, we tweeted Corona the Beer saying, what's your plan? Are you going to rebrand, lads? Like, you know. So that one got a good reaction online. But yeah, plenty of bad jokes as well, yeah.
Your album launched yesterday. Yeah. Was it made in isolation?
No, we finished it late last year and then we signed off on all the mixes and masters probably around February. So it was ready to go. Now, we did have to obviously change our whole promotion plan because of everything that's going on. So, you know, we couldn't do any launch gigs. We couldn't do any signing in stores. Even doing radio interviews, like, you know, are can be tricky, especially trying to bring the whole band in and trying to do a performance. Like, it's not really possible at the moment. So our manager had the great idea of getting this ice cream van, and we've been travelling around selling the album out of the van and meeting people, and to be honest, it's gotten a great reaction. We didn't really know what to expect, and we went down to Cork on Thursday evening, a lot of people there, and then Mitchelstown yesterday morning, then Limerick outside Dolan's yesterday, and it was just great to see some Corona followers coming down and say hello and big queues of people and signed a few albums and gave out a few free ice creams. And it was funny, the reaction I got from some people were just like, thanks for doing it. It's great that there's something happening, you know, and you know, there's nothing really going on. So it's cool that there's something different. You
Let
know?
Me get this right now. Danny O'Reilly, future Dublin star, as announced here on Countrywide, of the Coronas, is going around not selling ice creams, but in an ice cream van.
Yes.
Promoting the album. Am I right?
That's it. We have it
That's
wrapped.
Different.
It is different. We have it wrapped with the album artwork. And yeah, we're giving away out free. We have Murphy's on board, Murphy's Ice Cream from Dingle. And we're giving out free little tubs of ice cream if people buy the album. And as I say, it's been great fun. You know, it's just we've had a great turnout of people, and it's just great to muster up a bit of promo. As I say, we couldn't really do anything to launch the album, so it's great for social media content and all that stuff. You know,
is there an appetite for music at the moment, do you think?
100%. I mean, we delayed the album release, but even straight away in lockdown, I started doing isolation videos on the Corona's Instagram, covers of other Irish artists, and you know, the engagement we had was incredible. Everyone was listening to music. I'd say it's the same in radio as well. There's a lot of people just listening to radio again, and so we found that we wanted to release, as soon as we realised that gigs weren't coming back anytime soon, we were like, let's put the album out anyway. And you know, as I say, the reaction has been amazing. It's definitely, there's an appetite for music.
Now, it may be some time before you play live again, but if there was a choice of a gig that you could do, what's the one that you really like?
We always have amazing nights in the Olympia Theatre. You know, I grew up going to gigs there. You know, like my mum always says, my first gig was in her belly on that stage, you know. And someone told us when we did the Songs from a Room thing there last weekend, someone told us the Coronas have actually played 35 times there over the years, you know. So it is, every Christmas we tend to do one or two or more. And, you know, it's a special night for us. So definitely the Olympia. But I mean, there's amazing gigs all over the country. The Marquee in Cork's another one that we love. You know, playing in Dolans, whether it be, you know, the King John's Castle or the Milk Market, you know, there's amazing gigs. Galway Arts Festival, we miss them all. We take any of them, to be honest, you know. So, but definitely the Olympia has, you know, it's 10 minutes from my house. It has a little bit of magic for us, like, you know.
And Christmas time, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, hopefully things will have improved by then.
Yeah.
Have you missed sport as much as singing and music?
100%, especially initially when lockdown happened, I really missed sport. I always found that sport gives a bit of structure to your week. You know what games are happening at the weekend. You know it's a Sunday. And when sport stopped, it got to that stage where everyone was like, what day of the week is it? Like, you know, and lockdown, every day seemed the same, you know. But 100%, really missed it. And it's nice to see it coming back a little bit now. And, you know, even if there aren't crowds, you know, there, but even watching some of the golf and having the GAA back as well is great for me mentally, even to play, like, you know, because, you know, I did the usual of things that everyone was doing, like 5Ks and, you know, trying to keep the exercise going in lockdown. But I really missed football, like, you know. And so
you played in the minor final of 2003.
I did. Thanks for mentioning that. We had a good team that year. Jer Brennan and Mark Vaughan, and, you know, a really good team, a great bunch of lads, and I still see some of them now. And it's great to remember that year. We had Mickey Whelan in charge of us with Kieran O'Hare as well. So,
great man, Mickey
yeah,
Whelan.
Yeah, Mickey is a legend, like, you know. And Shane, who's involved in the Dublin Seniors now as well, Shane O'Hanlon. So, you know, we had a great team, great year, and I remember it very fondly. But that was the peak then. The music caught me after that, and I went back.
And here's a track from your latest album, which is called True Love Waits. Light Me Up.
Have you had enough? 'Cause we're losing all the things that made us good. But I'd never deceive, no, I'd never deceive you, love. At least we agree to disagree on that. I'm a freak now, 'cause I'm screaming all these things inside my mouth. I don't wanna believe, yeah, I wanna believe them now. We don't have to say if we're having a good time. You tell me I made it, but I'm feeling kinda strange. Can I get a reaction? Give me something I can say, and if I could just find it, I think it's somewhere in my flaws. You don't mind it though, you just light me up. Or can I press restart?
How could I ever miss the changing of your heart? Well, I don't wanna believe, I don't wanna believe how you are. Remember when you said we'd never fall apart? Oh, am I just scared that I'll never be as strong without you there? That everything we built has caught me on repair. We'd never give up, no, we'd never give up on us. Strange, can I get a reaction? Give me something I can say, and if I can just find it, I think it's somewhere in my flaws. You don't mind it, though. You just light me up.
You don't mind it, though. You just light me up.
You never tried to cut me off. You always liked the way I talk. Strange, can I get a reaction? Give me something I can say. If I could just find it, I think it's somewhere in my flaws. No, you wouldn't have minded. No, you wouldn't have minded.
Now, Danny and his bandmates Conor Egan and Graham Knox will be touring in their ice cream van, giving away Murphy's Dingle Sea Salt ice cream and selling the album. You can catch them today in Murphy's Ice Cream in Wicklow Street at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Then off to the Mill Pond in the Dundrum Town Centre at noon, and then on to Liffey Valley. And tomorrow you're in Waterford. So where can people get more details of where you're going to be?
Yeah, thecronas.net is the best place to go. We have all the details there, and all, everything about music and everything is all there. So.
Well, Danny, I'm so glad that you decided to announce your future with the Dublin football team live here on Country.
Exclusive.
I'm sure Brian Fenton will ring me, I'm sure, right after the programme. Continued success.
Thank you
You're
very
one
much,
one of the great
Martin.
Guys. We really are mad about you. And thank you for dropping us in this morning. Will Cheers. You do me one little favour on
sure.
the way out?
Yeah.
Will you do a little picture with a girl called Brenda Dunhill?
I love Brenda. She's
great. She loves Danny.
She's great.